Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're saving crackers when we need them.
Number three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolsterSingular.com. We're joined again by writer Dean Weingard. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing very well, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Well, check it out. I was looking, getting set up for this and everything, and I noticed the anomaly that I have never seen before at Ammoland. Now, let me, still this way. So on Ammoland, for the first time ever that I've ever been able to catch in this way, they don't have your latest article in the all contributors section.
Huh.
But I want to talk about your latest article that just got published, because the ATF has finally come out with a new rule proposal for AR-15 pistol configuration type thingies.
Right. And not just for AR-15, but for any pistol.
Right.
And they're talking about, call them stabilizing braces, and they've been very popular. The ATF has ruled that they've been legal for about 8 years now. And it's, this trial balloon, and it's signed by the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, not signed by the acting chief of the ATF, it's signed by the Attorney General, which probably means that there's a lot of pressure on the ATF to come up with something to pass for the Biden administration. And it's 71 pages of just nonsense. It just doesn't make any sense. But most of the gun control proposals we see today don't make any sense. There are good reasons why the ATF hasn't come up with anything on this subject for the past 8 years. Because none of it makes much difference, makes much sense, can be rationally defended. This proposed rule starts out with the assumption that they put it forward that short-barreled rifles and shotguns are dangerous and unusual weapons. Well, you know, any firearm is potentially a weapon. And weapons, by definition, are dangerous, or they wouldn't be weapons. I wouldn't call, you know, a Nerf gun to be a weapon. It's pretty hard, unless you get beat over the head with it, for it to do much damage.
Right.
But, so, the key word in that phrase, dangerous and unusual, means the firearms have to be unusual to fit under that limitation exception that was put into the Heller decision. And it's talked about in English law as well. They're talking about dangerous and unusual, meant to terrify the population generally. I don't think a short-barreled rifle would generally terrify the population more than, say, you know, a full AK-47 or AR-15. It's just a little smaller. That doesn't make sense from that viewpoint. And I've read the discussion, the debate that was going on before the 1934 law, where all this started. It started when Homer Cummings, who was the AG for the Roosevelt administration, apparently didn't like the idea that people would have pistols. It was kind of like Charles Schumer. You know, he just didn't like it. And he was determined that while he was AG, he was going to push the idea of getting rid of pistols. It was going to make them expensive to own, and then he was gradually going to make it so there were less and less, well, fewer and fewer of them in civilian hands. That was his plan. I mean, it's very clear from the legislation he introduced. And that legislation was the National Firearms Act of 1934. Originally, as introduced, the main thrust of the act was to register all pistols in the United States and to require anybody who had a pistol to have a license in order to own one. Then you could ratchet down, just like they did in Great Britain, making it harder and harder and more expensive and more difficult for people to own pistols until you get rid of a large number of them. That's essentially what they have done in England. I don't think it would have worked here, and I think it didn't because the NRA intervened with other interested people in 1934, and they lobbied hard, and they got the pistols and handguns taken out of the bill. So right off, the main thrust of the bill was gutted. But as a consolation, sort of a booby prize, they left in machine guns, which almost nobody had. There were very few people who had a machine gun in 1934. Most of them would have been Thompson submachine guns, and they were very expensive. And people just didn't have the money to spend on them or to expend ammunition that promiscuously. So not that many people were concerned about machine guns. And after all, the bill was only concerned with items that crossed state line, because in 1934, most lawyers in the federal government and the states agreed that when you were talking about interstate commerce, you were talking about commerce that actually crossed the state line. So most people reasonably would have believed, if I don't carry a machine gun across the state line, it doesn't bother me. It's not really all that effective. But later on, the Supreme Court broadened the definition so that the Commerce Clause came to be to mean essentially everything, which, of course, is no meaning at all. If something means everything, it's not a meaning. So, to get back, part of the bill was to regulate what they call gangster weapons, and they particularly focused on short-barreled shotguns as gangster weapons. And in the debate, they said, yeah, well, we don't want gangsters to have these short-barreled shotguns, so we're going to regulate them in interstate commerce. And then someone, I don't have the debate right in front of me, said, well, what about rifles? You know, don't people saw off rifles, too? Oh, yeah, we should probably put them in the bill, too. So just kind of as an afterthought, they included short-barreled rifles. So their purpose was to prevent people from taking ordinary rifles and shotguns and a hacksaw or something else and creating an awkward but powerful pistol out of a shotgun or a rifle. And that's what got passed. And there wasn't much in the way of people policing this or really going hard after people who violated the law. I mean, there was a little bit, but there wasn't very much.
Let me get you to hold right there, because I got a couple of questions. When we get back, I got a couple of questions about this particular little thing we got going on right now that just came from the ATF. But for those of you who are interested in what we're talking about, this is all being ripped right off of the page at amoland.com, where for the first time ever, all of Dean's articles are not under his all contributors. There's one more out there, which is the first story. Maybe it's just so new. I don't know. But amoland.com, that's where you can find all this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
compete.
This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to writer Dean Weingarten, you just published an article about the upcoming ATF wish list is regarding pistol-braced weapons. And I'm curious, because I don't know, because they propose this rule change, does that automatically mean that's a slam dunk? Because if they're going to propose anything, I would rather it be a rule change than a law, simply because rule changes just seem a little easier to me to back away from.
Yes. Probably they've done this because they know they don't have the votes to actually change the law. Now, the rule is not changed yet. I mean, this is a proposal put on the ATF website, signed by the Attorney General, which is kind of unusual in itself, but it has not been published in the Federal Register yet.
Isn't this going to be sort of a logistical challenge for them to actually implement this?
It's insane. It makes no sense at all logistically, and I want to go into that a little bit more. But for it to legitimately be a rule change, they have to publish it in the Federal Register. There has to be 90 days during which people make comments, put forward comments, and there will be a lot of comments on this. And then at the end of it, they can say, well, we decided to go ahead with this rule or not. And because it's already been signed off on, essentially, by the Attorney General, I think they're going to go through with it. But in the meantime, it makes sense, and it would be wise when this is finally officially published to submit comments. And let me get a little bit of ammunition about comments that might be submitted. When the law was first passed in 1934, the short rifles and shotguns they were aiming at were essentially where people, and often criminals, would take a hacksaw and cut down a shotgun or cut down a rifle and make an awkward pistol sort of firearm out of it that could be concealed easily, more easily, and used in crime. And it makes some sense to say somebody who takes a regular gun and chops it off without much mechanical knowledge that it's going to be kind of unusual and maybe even a little more dangerous than a regular gun that's designed to be used as a pistol or designed to be used as a rifle. Now, that makes some sense. And it also makes sense that you're making it more concealable so you can use it in crime better. But to go the opposite way and to say that you have a regular pistol or a pistol that's designed and manufactured to be fired as such, and then you add a device to it which makes it bigger and less concealable and makes it easier to fire, that somehow makes the item more dangerous and unusual doesn't make any sense at all. Go ahead.
They came up with a new term, didn't they? Concealable rifles. Easily concealable rifles.
That is a new term. What do they think pistols are? I mean, they're not rifles, I guess. But they're a rifled arm, and they're easily concealable. It is something new that they're trying there, and it doesn't make sense. It's not logical. By the way, back in 1934, when they passed the law, there was no discussion about pistols with shoulder stocks. Pistols with shoulder stocks had been used and were fairly common since the 1850s, at least. And to claim that they were somehow dangerous and unusual would be silly. I don't think that was ever in the law. In fact, I found out that the ATF did not create an official rule stating that pistols with shoulder stocks were short-barreled rifles until 1961. So there was 25 years in there where people didn't worry about somebody bringing back a Mauser with a shoulder stock or a Luger or a Colt revolver, many of which had shoulder stocks available for them. And so it's hard to credit that this has anything to do with public safety. It's just a bureaucracy trying to maintain itself and justify its existence, plus some activists who want to make any gun hard to come by, and they don't want to give up any ground. So the idea that pistols with shoulder stocks or pistols with a stock on them are somehow more inherently dangerous than a rifle or a pistol, it's just, it makes no sense. It's logically absurd. Oh, and the important thing is, in their proposed rule, the ATF says, and it's on page 10, they estimated that manufacturers have sold 3 million of these stabilizing braces. You cannot have 3 million of something that are unusual. The Supreme Court... Yeah, the Supreme Court ruled in the Catano decision, they were talking about stun guns, and they found that about, you know, somewhat over 200,000 stun guns had been sold in the United States.
Sure.
And they ruled that that was, therefore, they were in common use. Well, you can't have 15 times that many of an item sold in the United States and rule they're unusual, they're not in common use.
Well, we're coming up on the next break, and I want to set this up with this question that we can pull apart in the next segment. But there's two things at play in this. First of all, it looks like all this stuff that they've got set up, it's a Hail Mary pass to try to get something so they can run and use that as a campaign problem or a campaign issue, simply because, with all of the background that these braces have, to all of a sudden decide today with 3 million of them out there and they're now unusual, that just seems like a bridge too far, and I'd like to know what you think about that. You can find Dean's stuff and, indeed, this article right here at the top of the page at amilan.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is revoking former President Trump's attempt to ban TikTok. Instead, he's setting new criteria to assess the risk of the apps connected to foreign adversaries. Under the new order, transactions on apps owned and managed by those supporting foreign adversaries or those that collect personal data will be labeled as a heightened risk. Biden also making his way across the pond on his first overseas trip as president. Biden speaking to Air Force personnel and families at a British military base, telling the servicemen and women,
"The United States is back, and democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges and the issues that matter most to our future."
Rough day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 152 points to finish at 34,447. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate is sending a bill to the House aimed at pushing back against China's influence.
The Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster the research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. The measure now moves over to the House. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Chick-fil-A says it's raising menu prices to cover the cost of higher wages for employees. Chief Financial Officer John Hartung saying the restaurant chain is raising prices about 4% to cover the dollar cost of extra labor. Chipotle saying last month they're looking to hire 20,000 people ahead of the summer. To attract employees, it was raising its average pay to $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, I asked him a question as we were coming in. You know, you're pointing out all of these things where there's legal precedent and Supreme Court precedent and all this other stuff. Is this a Hail Mary pass to try to get something to see if it sticks to the wall? Or is this something that they're going to use as a campaign? Because this is going to get beaten back. This is going to go to court, and they're going to lose.
Well, I can't guarantee they're going to lose. We've seen cases that seem slam dunk, that either the Supreme Court refuses to hear or an appeals court reverses. I'd love to say the court constantly go by precedent, legal reasoning, and rationality, and upholding the Constitution. Unfortunately, we see that's not the case. So we can't say it's a slam dunk. But I do think what's likely going to happen is that they are going to create this rule. Then the rule will be challenged in court. We had a somewhat similar situation with bump stocks. The bump stocks were challenged in court in several different circuits. A number of circuits upheld the ruling. But in the Sixth Circuit, They ruled that the ATF acted improperly and did not have the authority to change the law. And that's what they would be doing with this rule as well. They're changing the law. And the question is, do they have the authority to do so? So at least one circuit is saying they don't. That's still in litigation. So we haven't seen the final result of it in the Sixth Circuit. So there's a good chance this will be ruled that they don't have the authority. Now, whether we can make that stick, I think it's up in the air. A lot depends on what judges see it and when. And the Supreme Court has not been reliable, shall we say, in upholding the Second Amendment for the last 10 years. But hopefully, now with some new Supreme Court justices, they'll do better. One of the things that I thought was funny about the decision, because they claim these pistol braces are unusual, and we already said the Supreme Court said stun guns with 200,000 are common. Well, there's over 460,000 short-barreled rifles already registered under the NFA, National Firearms Act. So if their logic is these guns are dangerous and unusual, and that's why we can regulate them, which is what they say in this proposed rule, well, then they should take short-barreled rifles out of the NFA because they're not unusual anymore. There's 460,000 of them, more than twice as many as the number the Supreme Court said was in common usage for stun guns.
So, you know what I did? You want to know what I did?
Go ahead.
So, CZ sent me a Bren the other day without a stock on it. It's a Bren pistol, the Bren MS2, or the Bren 2 MS.
Uh-huh.
And I reviewed it and everything, and I was getting ready to send it back, and they told me, no, we want you to keep this. So I was like, okay. Well, then as I'm looking at this, I just thought to myself, I'm just going to stick a pistol brace on it. Because I just don't, if they manage to turn all of these things into short-barreled rifles, they're also, don't you think they're going to get sued for this massive, I mean, $3 million times $200? I mean,
yeah, it's
won't that solve all of the funding issues in the United States, in the United States system?
Well, in this proposal, they estimate the cost of this rule will be over $1 billion total. $115 million a year, they're saying it'll cost. That's a lot of moolah. That's a lot of money. And their benefits are ludicrous. They say the only benefit they actually put forward, other than saying, well, we want to keep these under the law, but the only other benefit they say is that it somehow enhances public safety.
Well, but I mean,
it's hard to see how it enhances public safety.
My thinking behind this was, if they actually do this, and if they were to do something like let us just have the SBR designation without being charged for it.
Right.
That's cool. Okay, I've got an SBR now, and I'm going to pull the pistol brace and the pistol brace buffer tube off of it and put a legitimate rifle tube and rifle stock on it when that happens.
Listen to this. Here's their logic, such as it is. It's funny. It really is funny. And this was an alternative they put forward in their proposal, and they explained why they did not go with it. Hmm. Alternative 5, forgiveness of the NFA tax. This alternative would allow individuals and entities that currently have firearms with attached stabilizing braces to apply and register firearms under the NFA without paying the $200 tax. In this scenario, the societal cost would be the same, except there'd be no transfer payment. Similar to the proposed rule, the bulk of this cost would be the foregone future revenue and loss in property for individuals not applying under the NFA.
Sure.
This scenario was rejected because stabilizing braces are not serialized. There's no serial number on the brace.
Yeah.
And an individual or entity could merely register all firearms possessed with the intent of later obtaining a stabilizing brace. Where's the harm? Further, although the brace is used on a particular weapon, an individual might register all pistols as SBRs and then attempt to utilize these stocks on other firearms.
Where's the harm?
There is no harm. It's just that they lose.
No harm. It's,
see,
it's
that's the other thing,
insane.
Though. You just hit that other point. Most of these states don't have a registry.
Right.
So how are they going to know how successful any of their SBR shenanigans they get into? How are they going to know how successful these things are? I mean, probably get popped because, you know, I'm out here. Yeah, I got two of them. So what?
Yeah, but, you know, you and I are publicly known. So
yeah.
So that's more, it's more plausible. But then, you know, we, because we're publicly known, we have a little bit of a protection too, because we'd raise a fuss. But yes, it's an absolutely insane. So much of the current National Firearms Act, as it has devolved to be over the last, 80 years, makes no sense at all. It's just idiotic. And the only reason it exists is because some people don't like guns. That's about the best you can say for it. Otherwise, certainly the ban on suppressors without paying a $200 tax makes no sense whatsoever. And the short barrel rifle and shotgun portions make no sense whatsoever. But that's what the current administration is trying to hang its hat on. And as you say, it's a strictly political thing. It doesn't make any sense from a policy viewpoint, but so much of what we've seen from the Biden administration makes no sense from a policy viewpoint.
Let me get you to hold up right there. You can find this article. It is the first article on the page at ammoland.com right now, this minute. Last one he's had. It's so fresh, it's not even showing up as part of his articles. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking with Dean Weingarten. Are we done talking about the braces? Because I got a question to ask you about Louisiana.
Yes, I'm done about the braces. I think we've covered it pretty well. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So Louisiana, they're about to send this. Are they about to become number 22? In your article, it says they have a veto-proof majority, but they're sending it to the governor. But he intends to veto it. And then they'll get it and overcome his veto. Are they about to become number 22?
I give it better odds than I first thought. Originally, I didn't give very good odds that it would become law, because they have only overridden vetoes in all of Louisiana history twice. And I think the last one was in 1982. But in 1989, they changed their procedure for vetoes. In 1989, they changed the law so that if the governor vetoes a bill, they automatically have a veto session come into effect 40 days later. Now, there's a mechanism whereby if either of the houses, the Senate or the House, has a majority of their members give written declarations that they don't need a veto session, that they can cancel a veto session. But I think the chances of that are very small. And so if Governor Edwards vetoes the bill, he's going to face a veto session. So there's a reasonable chance a veto could be overridden. Now, while veto-proof majorities voted for the bill in both the House and the Senate, in the Senate, every single Republican would need to vote for the bill to override a veto, and that could do it. But in the House, they need two or three Democrats to join with all the Republicans to override the veto. In the actual vote, there were like eight Democrats that voted for the bill, and there were about three Republicans that voted against it. So they have a veto-proof majority if all the people who voted vote to override the veto. But overriding vetoes are very political things. And so I can't, from this distance, make a good prediction on whether the people who voted for the bill will be willing to override a veto by Governor Edwards. They may. He is in his last term. He can't run for another term as governor. So that might mean they're more willing to override. I don't know. So it could happen. We just don't know if it's going to happen, and we won't know for a while. I'm also interested in what happens when Governor Abbott decides to sign the three bills he said he'll sign in Texas. There's the constitutional carry bill, there's the sanctuary state bill, and there's a suppressor bill. And the last I heard was on the Rick Roberts radio show in Dallas about a week ago. He said he was going to sign all three, which is fine. He's got until the 20th of June to do so. But, you know, today's the 9th, I think. So, come on, Governor Abbott, sign these things. Make a big flourish about it. Gain some political capital.
Abbott's sort of iffy to me, you know. He's sort of iffy to me. He had a couple things he could have done. But when he locked down the state with the COVID thing,
yeah, and then he made some kind of, questionable comments after the El Paso shooting. So, but I think he's trying to gain back some conservative credibility, and I think he will sign these bills.
Well, I hope he does, but, I mean, here's the thing with politicians, and, I mean, you can agree with this or disagree with it. I'm curious as what you think. Most politicians, when it comes to the details of the mechanics of the Second Amendment, and some of the stuff that gets put before them and some of the claims that are made about guns. Like, did you know, I'll give you an example. Did you know that out of 3,054 counties in the United States today, only 75 have a violence problem of any kind?
Yeah, I think it was John Lott did that research.
Yeah, 75 out of 3,054. And one of these journalism reviews, what was it, Columbia Journalism Review, they're out there wanting to cover gun violence, right?
Right.
So here I'm looking at all this stuff and everything, and, you got 67% of all gunshot death victims are suicide. And we know of that remaining third, we know that 83% of them are due to drug deals gone bad. So
I think that, okay.
So the likelihood of being killed, of you or I being killed just walking around just because we get killed in either a rampage killing or a murder, she wrote, sort of thing, pretty low on the totem pole. And yet these guys will look at this stuff, and they believe some of it, like with the El Paso shooting, where they get out there and say, we got to do something about this. We're not on my watch. No,
it's never let a crisis go to waste. A lot of this is governance by crisis. I'll never forget, I was talking to a prominent Australian politician. I mean, he wasn't in the legislature when I was talking to him, but he was very prominent when the 96 gun bill passed in Australia, which is draconian, horrible legislation. Absolutely, it had all been set up for a trigger. And then when the trigger happened with this massacre at Port Arthur, they passed it in like 11 days. It was just absolutely insane. And I asked him, well, didn't you think about what the adverse consequences of this could be? And he said, no, we never wanted that to happen again. So we just passed it all. And so the lobbyist and the activist who set it all up, who had all this legislation in place and ready to go, they just acted, they got these legislators into an emotional tither, mostly through the actions of the media. Does that sound familiar here? And then got them to act out in a very emotional fashion when they were kind of, ready to do it. It had nothing to do with logic or reason.
Yeah, that's the thing. I find politicians who get up there and let their it's fine. I always defer to Bruce Lee on a lot of things. And Bruce Lee, he believed, like, when you were throwing a technique at somebody, when you were in a hand-to-hand combat encounter, you had to have emotional content in your technique, because that would further enhance the force you're throwing out there, right? But he always specified not anger. Not anger. Now, I can see somebody getting out there and being full of righteous fury and everything else, and at the same time, getting out there and trying to conjure up these notions of assault weapons, you know, of, I guess, a bunch of gangbangers walking around in a patrol wedge, and they're coming up to knock on your door and steal your TV out of that patrol wedge, all this other stuff. When politicians push that, I got nothing for them when that happens. But anyway, before we run out of time, you going to be good for Friday, you think?
I intend to be here Friday because it's always fun and I enjoy being on the show.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm interested in the phenomena that for the first time ever, you got an article up there so fast that it had not trickled down into the all contributors setup.
And I don't know what happened. I'll have to check that out. But I will say that I was talking to the publisher, Freddie Real, probably at the time that was being put on Amazon. Maybe that had something to do with it.
Might have had something to do with it. Anyway, thank you very much for showing up. Good stuff as always. Dean Weingarten, the most read writer when it comes to the gun culture on the planet today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Back again in 21 hours, and remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.